January the 16th, 2026. I roll it. CFNY 102.1, The Spirit of Radio. The documentary is out on TV Ontario on YouTube. You can easily find it by searching for CFNY on YouTube, 102.1, The Spirit of Radio. What I didn't realize was that they broke CFNY, broke OMD, broke New Order, Depeche Mode in North America. I'm not sure if that's true, but it was very influential. The Buzzcocks, the best freeform on the planet, as David Marsden says now. Back then and now, he's got his own thing at nythespirit.com, which I subscribe to for my Spirit of Radio nostalgia. Documentary is exactly 1 hour long. It's amazing. You should watch it, especially if you like that 80s music, if you like New Order, if you like the Buzzcocks. If you liked Rush and that song, Spirit of Radio, I'm not a Rush fan, but I like that song because it was about CFNY, and I love CFNY, which I could barely get till they were on the CN Tower. I'd forgotten about that, and also forgotten about David Marsden leaving, the Mars Bar leaving. But the documentary is highly recommended. They have Pete and Geets, they got, what's the name of the awesome woman DJ? They have Deadly Headley Jones, they got, they don't have Live Earl Jive, which was a surprising admission. They have Alan Cross. They have all these people. Amazing, amazing people. And there's all this great look back footage. The scene as it was in Toronto back then, in the Toronto area, and that corner of the world where they were the only ones playing the music. I still recall CKOC not playing New Wave post-punk, synthesizer, whatever you want to call it, because reasons, which I never understood. Chum played it, but we could barely get Chum AM or FM, and they didn't play much of it. CFY really was like music to my ears until I heard of Brave New Waves, which started after CFNY with Miss Schmidt, Patty Schmidt, and Brent, Barb's boyfriend, everyone's boyfriend. That was amazing, breaking new music. But CFNY was first for me, always will be first, always will be amazing source of music. And NY The Spirit continues, The Spirit continues, Spirit of Radio. I highly recommend it. It's like $5 US a month or something. It's cheap. And then you get access to all the stuff. Alan Cross is there. They don't have Deadly Headley, but, you know, they have stuff. And it's amazing stuff. And they play rare 80s and. I highly recommend it. 1 hour of your time well worth spent if you're Gen Xer, or if you're a late baby boomer like myself, or if you're just ever listening to CFNY or wonder what happened. How did all that 80s music break from the UK and Europe here? Or even music from North America before college radio was so influential? CFNY was there. Well, I guess one could argue that college radio was always influential. Anyways, I'm Roland. I don't think I can give it a big enough five-star rating, CFNY Spirit of Radio documentary on YouTube for free from TV Ontario. Ciao, tschüss.